Now, most recently, a lot of folks are familiar with the work that you did for LaughFest, the LaughFest portraits with prominent local community folks, as well as the comedians. How did you get connected with Gildas and LaughFest?
You know how it is in this town. If you've been around a while and you do decent work and you're honest, your name will come up. And I think there was on the board at Gildas and on some early steering committees, they had some of my clients on them. And I think when they talked about photography, I had just come off of Art Prize as well. And so they kind of liked what I did with the Art Prize work. And there was here's another festival, so to speak. And so I got in on board pretty early with them, with LaughFest. But that's been a really interesting progression from the LaughFest portraiture. This year especially was really enjoyable, both years. Because it's two-pronged. There's two parts to that project. It's taking well-known, sort of recognizable Grand Rapidians and then put them in some incongruent or hopefully funny situation, which I think it's really hard in photography to pull off funny in a single frame. And then the other half of the festival project is shooting the big name celebrities that come in or top comedians, and that's been really interesting as well.
Now, with the prominent community leaders, how open were they to, you know, the ideas that you had? I know, like, Dave and Carol Van Andel, you know, kind of did the scene from the movie Ghost. You had Suzanne Jihaw from last year. You had her getting a tattoo. Lee Vanamede, Mayor Hartwell.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's a dance, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a stretch sometimes to get people to visualize. I think what's hard about being a photographer, sometimes I see what I want to do in my head, but what's coming out of my mouth when I describe that is...
To be able to communicate that to
them. Yeah, and have you see what I'm seeing in my head through words. So I send samples of images that I want to do, but also, you know, there's people that struck down some I thought some really good concepts, but you know, that's okay. So we figure out, we find some neutral ground.
Okay.
Like Dave and Carol are up for anything.
Sure.
I sent the ghost images to them of Swayze without a shirt on. You know, that's a very pretty, you know, it's pretty sexually charged scene that pottery scene comes out of. And I assured them I didn't want Dave not, you know, he could wear a shirt and some other things. And I promised that the clay wasn't going to be too, you know, phallic looking or something like that. So it was good. And they were on board, man.
Right.
I mean, once they buy in, it's go time. And we just have a blast.
Well, it gets a lot of those folks out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to see.
Yeah. And the first year with Jiha, that was great because her name came up in an initial concept meeting that I had with Gildas and LaughFest. And I said, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could get Suzanne Jiha in like a tattoo parlor on South Division? I just thought that was such an interesting thing. And then a couple calls later, she says, great.
Right.
What time do I show up?
Sure.
And I love that when people are not too protective or self,
right,
you know, aware or too worried about their image to not have some fun. And
right.
So I think the goal now is to move LaughFest and still be able to shoot a little more elaborate stuff. I'd love to do more elaborate costumes and makeup and that type of stuff, kind of along the lines of Dave and Carol Van Andel with doing the Patrick Swayze Demi Moore ghost scene. But yeah, we'll see. And we'll see who we want to do this year. And then there's always a little bit of a political thing too. I wouldn't say political, but they banned, LaughFest banned one of my images one year that I shot.
Oh, that's scandalous.
It is. I couldn't show it. It was pretty tame, but it pushed the envelope a little bit too far. But it was with Tim Cusack and as Father Tim. And so we had this scene set up that he was a painter, but he was painting kind of a nude study of a pretty girl. And that one didn't make the exhibition.
Wow.
But it was fun. I still have the images. No, but there's that, too. You have to hit the right tone. I think when you're being a lot about being a photographer these days is really understanding a lot about your clients,
mm-hmm.
knowing where the tone is going to go off a little bit, where the risk is, and minimize mm-hmm. that risk. So
now you also mentioned the comedians that you work with. This year you work with Whoopi Goldberg, Jim Gaffigan. You've worked with Kevin Nealon, Martin Short. You've done their portraits.
Yeah.
What was that process like for you?
Yeah, that really. I'm fortunate because we had a body of work from last year. We'd shot Betty White, and we'd shot,
right.
Mike Birbiglia, and we shot Kathleen Madigan, and some other kind of well-known comedians in the entertainment industry. So we were able to show some samples of what we wanted to do. And Joanne Rehm, who's the festival operations mm-hmm. manager, she really gets a lot of credit because she did a lot of the upfront work a month or two before the talent came in town,
okay.
sort of planned the seed. Hey, while you're here, we need a half hour of your time
sure.
to do this shoot if you'll do it. Sent samples and that type of thing. And so that was it. So once we had people signing up, then I would scout a location for them.
Okay.
And then she would arrange the actual time that we'd shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a moving target every day because comedians and major, they travel a lot. They have weird sleep schedules.
Yeah, they tell you 5 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
no, yeah,
things
totally
are always on the move,
nothing,
I imagine.
Nothing happens on time.
Right.
But, and I really, the Laugh Fest does a fantastic job of providing a great festival experience for the entire public, but they do a fantastic job making sure that the top talent and all the comedians have a great time when they're here. They're treated really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that really goes a long way to getting people to kind of give a little bit more of their time because they're not paid to sit for this photo. This mm-hmm. is really just a document to sort of commemorate their visit here to Grand Rapids.